everyone, and welcome to Those Forking Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy, book, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Christine.
And today is our Taylor Swift Got Married This Past Weekend special.
Woo! Woo! I'm so happy for her. I've been dying to talk all things Taylor Swift's wedding since the rehearsal was happening and I was glued to my phone. But as always, first, we are going to dive into Snap Crackle pop culture news. If you want to skip to the Taylor Swift wedding portion, there is a timestamp in the show notes.
As always, there's always a timestamp in the show notes if you want to skip the news. But we love our news. So, first things first, what do we have in Snap Crackle Pop Culture News today?
Today in Taylor Swift news, she got married!
I feel like I don't have a lot of, like, I mean, we can talk about the Odyssey press. Like,
yeah, I mean, the Odyssey premiere happened. And everyone's raving so far.
Yeah, they said it was their best work.
Oh. Zendaya's dress.
She had two dresses tonight at the premiere.
I know, but the one that looked like a statue that was glittering at the bottom was amazing.
Yes.
I woke up to that this morning and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, they had the Odyssey premiere in London tonight, which tonight is Tuesday night, July 6th. Wait, it's Monday night.
It's Monday night. I was like, it's not Tuesday.
Monday night, July 6th. And Zendaya wore this like form-fitting, not form-fitting.
It was like they took a cast of her boobs and her torso.
Yeah.
And made a corset out of it.
It was like an armor piece.
Marble. Yeah.
And then the skirt was made out of, like, it was, like, dripping in pearls and crystals.
It was so beautiful. And Tom was, like, in one of the interviews, he's like, look, it's, like, glowing from within. And I was like, it is glowing from within. Is there something in there making it glow, or is it just the way the sun's hitting it?
Yeah, and then Anne Hathaway's pregnant.
Oh, yeah. But did you see, okay, before the premiere, there were these just PR photos that they took together, and Anne Hathaway looked so cute in that white like ruffle dress she was wearing. She looked adorable, and she was holding hands with Tom on one side and Matt Damon on the other, and I just got so giddy just looking at that picture. I was like, they look so cute,
like a little family.
Yes, a little family.
Anne Hathaway looks so beautiful as a pregnant woman.
Adorable as a pregnant woman.
I'm like, this looks good on you. Like, your face, I don't know what, like, the
her
hormones.
Her face looks amazing. She always looks amazing, but just even more.
I know. I'm like, wow, you should be pregnant more often.
I mean, she looks so gorgeous. When I saw those pictures, all I could see, those PR pictures at first, was Anne Hathaway. I was like, mm-hmm. Wow. And then I was like, wow, I love Tom's outfit, too. And Matt Damon looks great.
I love how Ant decided that she was going to have, like, a 7-movie run this year and says, I'm also going to be pregnant.
She was just like, now I'm taking my break. It's time to be pregnant.
Break on 7 different press tours. She still has
30.
Yeah, she's got Verity. That's right. She's going to be in another house on the end of the block, whatever, with Hugh McGregor.
Don't know that one, but that's a lot of movies she's done this
year. You're going to want to watch that movie because it's a dinosaur movie.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's a dinosaur movie? It's called House on the End of the
Block?
Their
neighborhood gets like transported to like dinosaur land or like back in time or something.
What?
And there's these
fuck. Yeah. Is it look like a piece of shit? Because it sounds like very risky.
I feel like it's 50-50. Like I've seen the trailers.
50-50.
And I'm like, and then, but it's also Ewan McGregor and Anne Hathaway. So I'm like,
I guess we'll see. I have not met a dinosaur movie that wasn't animated or Jurassic Park that was good. Have you?
I don't know. How many others are there outside of Jurassic
Land
Park?
Land Before Time, We'll Be Back, or the other one that was great. All the Land Before Times were great. And Jurassic Park 1, Jurassic Park 2, Jurassic Park 3.
There's no other dinosaur movies.
Not that are that I liked. There's those that terrible one with that guy that plays Kylo Ren.
Oh, there God.
There's been a lot of shitty ones that are like random like that.
Frank says it looks like a short story that was made into a full-length film. So who knows?
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, Metal says Peter Jackson's Kong movie have dino. Yeah, they did.
Didn't like it. But wasn't it, I thought those dinosaurs were the specific ones from Godzilla.
Godzilla.
I thought they were like the Godzilla dinosaurs, whatever the fuck their name is. Well, Godzilla. But isn't there like a pterodactyl? That's specifically Godzilla's pterodactyl.
Can you do a pterodactyl impression for me?
Anyway, other news we have than the dinosaur movie.
King Kong with Jack Black. Wait. Is that the one with Tom Hiddleston? No.
I don't remember. I don't know.
All I think about Jack Black in the like jungle is Jumanji.
Jumanji. Yeah. But were there dinosaurs in Jumanji, the new ones? I can't remember.
I think so.
There weren't in the original. That was amazing. So good.
All right. We're on a dinosaur.
All right. Back to news.
Wait. Okay. I'm not done with the press tour.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Did you see what Rob said about Tom?
Which one?
He said, well, first of all, Rob is on press while he's in the midst of filming Batman. So his hair is like black.
Yes. And so someone asked him why he wasn't at Taylor Swift's wedding. He was like, I was working. I was filming Batman.
And then he has to do this other thing. He said that.
He's like, I heard they were giving away a lot of free stuff. Did I get anything?
That would be you texting your partner. I mean, like, get me something. No, it's Tom. No. Rob said that he's like, yeah, Tom and I work together all the time. And I don't know, understand why I keep like getting into these roles where I'm super slimy and I'm like trying to make him love me as his daddy.
He said he wanted to be his daddy. That's all he wanted. He goes all over the place. There was a clip. I love when Rob brings up Twilight himself.
Oh, yeah,
out of nowhere. Today. My absolute favorite. And yeah, in a clip today in an interview, they're like, what's it like to play a character that nobody's rooting for? And he's like, I think people will root for him. It's kind of like Team Jacob in Twilight. And I was just so tickled by this. I just love that he now brings it up and he always has this glint in his eye. Like, he knows everyone's going to love this. Oh my god. All right, so that was all very exciting to see. All of the outfits Zendaya was wearing are fantastic and everybody looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the memes of like Rob being with Rob being the work husband of both Tom Holland and Zendaya.
There's another clip where Rob was like, I didn't even recognize a day on the set. She was so far away, didn't even say hi.
He just says crazy shit. Tom talking about him in another interview I just saw was just like, it's really, he really keeps you on his toes when you're acting with him. You have to pay attention because he will change things up and make really strong choices that you have to react differently to every time. And like that tracks. He just does whatever the fuck comes into his head and like kind of leans in, I feel like. And it's part of what makes him so fun to watch. You never know what's gonna come out of that man's mouth.
Also, one of the like entertainment Access Hollywood guys talked to Tom Holland and he goes like, what is it like working with your wife now and seeing her in all these different roles and la la la, and I'm like, that's so weird that they're husband and wife.
I mean, it's so, they're just so cute. I love them. Love seeing the pictures through the years now. They just have so much history that's on film now that it's so cute to see all these edits of them. All right. There have been new random leaked photos from the beach read set, which has been very exciting. Okay. There was shots of them doing the cover of Beach Read, like reenacting it on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
which we love. We love a cover reenactment included in the film. Mm-hmm. We had shots of Phoebe filming at the University of Toronto, which, if you remember, there are flashbacks because they went to school together, college. They were getting their master's and they were nemesis during their graduate degrees. And they danced together at this one party. And she thought that he had a girlfriend, but they made out. Anyway.
I don't remember any of this.
Yeah. Yeah. They have history at university. So okay. That's probably what they were filming. And there was the shot in front of the vending machines. I just like, they look so much like the characters. Like, I can't get over how Gussie Patrick Schwarzenegger looks. So I'm really happy about it. And there's a shot of them walking together, like in the streets. And I'm just like, I'm so excited. And Phoebe Denver, that's not her last name.
Denver.
She was at Taylor Swift's wedding, so she must have taken off from work, unlike Rob, who had to stay on set for Batman.
Well, where are they filming Beatrice?
It takes place in Michigan, so I don't know if they're there, but since they were also at University of Toronto.
Oh, they must probably be. Toronto and New York is a little bit closer than London and New York.
Yeah, I guess so. She could fly back really quick.
Yeah. I was like, well, and it was the 4th of July week. And I'm like, well, that doesn't matter in Canada.
That doesn't matter.
And she's British.
Yeah. All right. Do you have other news?
Yes. Anne Hathaway was seen carrying Crescent City. Did you see this?
I did see this.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean much. She could be trying to get involved, or she could just be reading Crescent City.
That's true. She does have her own production company, because I did see that she's working on a film or something. So, I don't know.
But, Sarah doesn't want to move forward with anything until she can write on it. So
that's true.
We'll see. Yeah.
Will there be such thing as a bidding war, do we think?
I'm sure there will be if it hasn't already been acquired behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they acquire it and they don't announce it. Mm-hmm. So who knows?
I would hope that someone would acquire all of her work, just like they did Brandon Sanderson, like Apple TV did.
That would be really cool, but I feel like that's so much money, and that's a very rare deal.
That's true.
Like, how much money did they pay for Brandon Sanderson's entire collection? He has so many books.
So are they paying per book, you think, or are they paying per series?
Definitely at least per series, but usually it's per book. It depends, like, maybe because they're TV series and it's, like, grouped together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably a really unique deal, honestly, because I've never heard of something like that happening before. Hmm. Have you?
No.
Entire collection?
I mean, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, but that's one series.
Yeah, not like multi-series.
This is so many series.
Yeah.
He's written so many. That man's a writing machine.
I was with a friend this week, and he was talking about, I've been watching this video about from this writer guy who's like teaches classes about writing. He's like, have you heard of Brandon Sanderson?
Oh my god. Like,
yes.
Have I heard?
I've heard of him. This guy who's a writer teaching classes about writing. Okay.
He is one of the most prolific fantasy writers of our time at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. All right. Other things on the news. Enola Holmes 3 is out. I haven't watched it yet. It's at a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is great. But the first two are at a 90 and 93%, so it's a little lower. But 70 is still great on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think they're still fun movies, so I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe I really download from my road trip.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, what? Siobhan said that Netflix has a Little House on the Prairie TV series coming this week.
Oh, interesting.
I never watched it when I was younger because it was a little bit before us. It was like a Gen X thing.
Yeah, it was. It was a Gen X thing. People used to talk about it that were older than me, and I was like, what is that?
Oh, it comes out on Thursday. Fun. Okay.
All right. Anyway, this was really kind of sad to see. Oh. Author Tommy Ademi. Wait, is it Ademi? I think it is. Author Tommy Ademi revealed that she has distanced herself from the upcoming film adaptation of her novel Children of Blood and Bone, directed by Gina Prince-Blythewood. And she quoted, "There's a reason I will not post anything about the adaptation of my work. I have not seen the film and I will not watch it. It's been painful holding this back from y'all." Which is so unfortunate because it's got to be torturous to watch someone adapt your film in a way that you're not happy with. Mm-hmm. We've seen this happen with Rick Riordan and the Percy Jackson films the first time around, mm-hmm. and Cassandra Clare and the TV show. And it's heartbreaking. And something must have happened.
Because she was
specifically.
Like,
because she was on board earlier.
She was on board. She was, I think, had producer credits. She talked about it. She, like, gave it a green light. And I'm sure something is going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said that she tried everything in her power to make it work for her. Mm. And it didn't work out.
Oh, I hate this.
Yeah, I hate hearing that. So major bummer on that front. All right, what do you have here?
Oh, Rachel Reed, author of Heated Rivalry, is going on tour this fall. No, she does not have a new book coming out. It is, however, she's celebrating the special edition hardcover of Heated Rivalry. And she's
fuck yeah.
She's going to a lot of cities in Canada, and she's hitting the Ripped Bodice, but it's going to be at an auditorium somewhere in New York, and I think Houston and somewhere else.
LA?
Yeah, the LA Ripped Bodice. But it's not going to be at the Ripped Bodice. It's going to be in an auditorium.
Okay, I thought you said New York, so I was like, wait. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So are you going to try to go?
Yes, I will try.
Yeah, it's probably going to be really hard to get tickets.
I know.
Oof the loofah. We will try. Mm-hmm. And last bit of news. There's this book out that is a really fun, hilarious summer read called... Oh my God, I was going to say Those Perky Fangirls. Called 30 Flirty and Forever Alone. I know the author. This is her baby. The author's me. It's her first adult novel. And it's so fun. And if you haven't read it yet, it's like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days meets 27 Dresses with some crazy ex-girlfriend and nobody wants this. It is like a mashup of all those things. But like if I wrote them together as one blob with a dash of magic. Super fun. And if you haven't read it, I hope you enjoy it. It's available now. The link is in the show notes. And if you have read it and enjoyed it, reviewing it on whatever platform you got it on is always very appreciated. Thank you so much for supporting my author career. Much, much appreciated. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh my God, Grace said I've heard the author's like super cool. Thanks. Me too, I've heard that. All right. Moving into what right now?
Wait.
What?
Project Hail Mary is free on Amazon.
Ah, yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. I already bought it the second it was available. But like, if you didn't, it's available now. Are you going to rewatch?
Yes. I missed the beginning just like you did. Not as much as you did, but mm-hmm. I need to rewatch that.
I need to rewatch it again.
Yes.
What have you been reading?
Okay, so I finished Every Summer After by Carly Fortune. I have thoughts. Do I share my thoughts?
You can share them just gracefully, probably, right?
Yes. So this is the book that they adapted to the Amazon series, which I attempted to watch today. And I just, you know what? I just realized maybe this book isn't for me. I'll say that. I do feel like it's a little generic. I'm not really hearing the author so much, like her voice in it a lot. And there's a trope in it that I don't like. And I feel like a lot of people don't like. And I think I heard about it and then I was like, oh yeah. It was kind of hard. It was like, it wasn't really a fun book. It was kind of heartbreaking in a sense.
I feel like the trope that you're talking about, everybody loves to like cry wolf about that trope when there's the barest bit of it. But like this book is actually centering around it.
Yeah. Like. The book centers around this whole thing about the whole relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do I say what it is? Do I warn people?
You can tell the trope.
The cheating trope. Betrayal. Cheating.
Yeah.
So
people love to say Gemba Better has a cheating trope. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What?
It's not. But people wanted to say something.
Yeah, I really
remember there was a video that was called Shane is a Homewrecker.
Oh my God.
I was like, she's in college.
I mean, you could say nobody's the same for married. This girl, Percy, but like what she does is
not the nothing that happens in the Gemma Better.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm going to try to watch the show and see how they changed it because I'm interested to see what they did.
Yeah. And like, okay, Homewrecker, you can use that for Belly if you wanted to.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't have, like, I feel like it's trying. The interesting part about it, it's set like in the, like on the lake town in Toronto. So it has all, and they go to a cottage and there's loons, which is like very Canadian, but I understand that. And it's like Heated Rivalry has that. And then I feel like it's trying to be the next Summer I Turn Pretty, but it doesn't have like the aura of Summer I Turn Pretty.
It doesn't have the heart, sounds like. Or like, yeah, in general, heart like comes with like comedy and like warm fuzzies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so I finished that. And then I did start Cherry Baby by Rainbow Rowell.
How you feeling?
I'm really enjoying it. The character is a full like plus size fat character, and I'm interested to see. I feel like I haven't been in the mindset of like a fat character in a while, so I'm excited about it.
Good. I finished Two Can Play by Allie Hazelwood. This short story was originally just available on Spotify or through audiobook, and some of Allie Hazelwood's books, I really like the audiobook, and some I really just don't jive with it because her voice is so funny. And like I always talk about, if the narrator isn't delivering in a comedic way, it's not coming off and it's ruining it for me. So I wasn't vibing with this audiobook, so I didn't listen to it that way. And I was like, I need it on pen and paper so I can read it with my eyes. And it came out this year on iVersion. Book version.
Ebook.
Ebook.
iBooks.
iBooks. I read on iBooks.
I know, me too.
And it was so good. So, Ali's short stories are so good. I get so invested and then they just end. And I'm like, why isn't this a full book? And I know it's because she's writing 100 books. And the only reason she could finish this is because it was a short story. But it's just so good. And I wanted a full book with these characters, and I wanted to see them work together on this game that they were going to work together on and how it went. And like, I just want a part two, like she did for Unbound. Make another one, Allie. Two Can Play Two.
I want to know more about the game.
I mean, the game sounded beautiful. Like, it was devastating and beautiful. I love how it paralleled the characters. Like, it was just done so well
for being a short story.
Make it a full story! Oh my God. So anyway, like this could be a movie. And
I feel like, and Hollywood right now loves, well, they love Allie Hazelwood. They're making all her things into movies. But I wonder if they also have already optioned all the short stories because they love making short stories into movies. They love it.
There's so many short stories.
It's so funny when people ask me, like, are you working, Hollywood people be like, are you working on any short stories? And I'll be like, no, I'm writing books.
What? Are short stories cheaper?
I think so, and I think they're easier to make into a movie because there's not as much content. When you're adapting a book, you naturally have to really rethink and reform the story for a shorter time span. And parts, you have to lose a lot of it. But when it's a short story, it's basically almost there already. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about short stories, sorry, tangent, is that we don't really have a third act break. You know, you don't have to have the part where everything goes to shit. You just get to the happy ending.
Oh.
Like, you get to the middle, basically, where, like, it's fun and games. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of skip to the end. That's a short story.
Huh.
Which is nice. Because the whole time I was like, when are we going to dip? I'm nervous. What's going to happen? And nothing happened. It was over. So, good times. Great short story.
I just realized I had some tea about some fan fiction.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know if this is going to fit in the main discussion, I mean, in our main show. I'm just going to say it. Okay, so remember at the beginning of the year, I was reading Heated Rivalry fan fiction, Christine?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and there was this one fan fiction that never got finished. It was called Wolfbird.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the author, like, stopped writing it, and, like, she got so many hits on it, like, I want to say close to 500,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
I know.
And then she just kind of like said, it was like, well, this is getting frustrating for me. So I will like post when I can. And everyone's
she
like,
I got very overwhelmed mentally.
Yeah. And when she got a new job, like she like updated people on Threads. So we find out this week that she has been working behind the scenes to make an entire, like, to make it into a manuscript and take out, like, all the Heated Rivalry stuff. Mm. But people did some investigating, and her beta readers came out and said that she was using AI.
What the fuck?
So we don't know if she was using AI to write this story, but she was using AI to edit her story and, like, adjust.
I hate this.
Yeah. I'm like, the point.
Why?
I'm like, is this
why?
A fan fiction? You're
why?
It's not supposed to be. Oh, Lord.
Do you get paid for ads like YouTube?
No.
No.
You can't get paid at all because that would be copyright infringement.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That really is so disheartening and upsetting.
Yeah. Frank said she has to release rough drafts to clear her name now. The problem is that they used the AI thing, Claude, to, like, run through it, and, like, it found several points where AI was used.
Wow, the smiley face keeps really registering when I'm upset. That's so upsetting.
Anyways, that was the tea on Heated Rivalry fan fiction community.
I hate it! All right, TV! Oh my god! Oh wait, okay, never mind.
Huh?
TV. I was just thinking, did I miss the finale of Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed? But I think it drops tomorrow.
Oh. I'm caught up with House of the Dragon, and the first episode should have been last season's finale.
Interesting. Okay.
My thing with House of the Dragon is that my favorite characters are probably most likely going to die.
That sucks.
And it's really hard because it's like you watch these people win, and then something's going to happen, and then they're going to lose. So yeah, I'm trying to switch my favorite character to someone who I think is going to survive.
Oh my god.
I feel like Alicent is probably going to survive. But she pissed me off last season.
Bad times.
They ran out of money, so it couldn't be in last season. Oh my god, that's crazy. Yeah, there was like this big, started off with this big battle, and then one of the main characters died, and I was like, the fuck.
This is how we open the season.
Yep.
Wow. And okay, I have a question. When does Love Island end?
July 11th.
Oh, soon.
Yeah, we're in the end game now.
All right.
But it's like, it's not that, like, it's fun, but like, we already knew who's going to win. So now they've just been like booting out couples. They just keep like booting. They booted out, four, five, six. They booted out seven people. Shit. This week already.
I gotta release my little TikTok that I made being like, what are we gonna do when Love Island Love Island ends?
Yeah, you have to do it this week.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, I have no idea when it ends.
It'll be nice though, because it's gonna end when I'm at my cousin's wedding.
Where you can't keep up with it.
And then I'll have like, I'll break the cycle of, in fact, right now I haven't watched the episode and it's been out now for almost 2 hours and I'm gonna go,
wow.
Tonight, once we're done with this, I'm gonna have my chocolate chip cookie and I'm gonna watch Love Island.
Nice. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
What have you been watching?
I watched, so last week I thought we were going into the finale of Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed, but really we were probably going into the penultimate episode because I turned it on. I was like, why is it only 34 minutes? And then it ends like in the middle of an episode. I was just like, dude, you just release it. Just release it! It's so stupid. The way that this is caught up is so irritating. I'm just mad now. I'm not like pleasantly annoyed. I'm like, just give me the whole thing, you bitch. But it's really good. But I was mistaken saying you can binge it now and see the whole thing. You can binge it probably next week. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I started watching it and it gave me anxiety, so I had to turn it off.
It is a thriller, so you do have to be in the mood for a thriller. No. I have been in the mood. I've been diving in. Okay. All right.
What did you watch as far as movies? You watched something.
I've been rewatching. I saw that Spider-Man Homecoming was on Netflix and I needed some movie. I'm only allowed to watch movies right now except for like week-to-week TV because I'm writing. And I started watching Spider-Man Homecoming and I was just so giddy because I love that movie so much. It's so good. And I then was like, I want to rewatch the next Spider-Man movie, which is Avengers Infinity War. And so I watched Infinity War and I got so giddy. I was like, oh my god, I love this movie so much. I missed it. The feelings in my chest when I started that movie were just like, I was just bubbles. I was so happy. And I forgot how much I loved it. It's been a hot second. And now I'm watching Avengers Endgame. I'm at the part where they just went back in time. And it's easier to watch it now without the expectation of what I thought it was going to be, because I didn't like Endgame for a long time.
Yeah, I can agree with that. When is Spider-Man coming out? Is it coming out before the Odyssey?
The 31st or something. No, it's like the last week of July. Yeah, Metal. Those movies are phenomenal. And I was just thinking about like how much fun it'll be to pass those movies on to the next generation who hasn't watched them as they come out and start with Iron Man and like go down. It's like the past generation's Star Wars. It's like another version of like, you know, watching the Harry Potter movies with your kid.
Yeah.
But it's like so much that builds together, you know?
Does
these individual movies that all come into one is wild.
Does Olivia and Brian, do they like the Marvel movies?
No. What? I don't know if you remember, but when I tried to show Olivia the Avengers, she's like, I'm bored. I got so upset.
So you can show your nephew.
Yeah, I mean, I could show my nephew in like 7 years, maybe. 8.
I mean, Bodhi, like, I don't think he's seen the I think he's seen them like sporadically. Alex,
Olivia's seen Iron Man.
Has Bodhi seen the Marvel movies or does he just like the characters? Okay, you know, he was like in his Incredible Hulk era there for a second. Hulk smash.
Yeah. Hulk smash is fun for the youths.
Oh, yeah, he's seen the Avengers.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it goes past Avengers because Spider-Man No Way Home was phenomenal. So all the way up to that movie,
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very good. Oh, and also the third movie in the Guardians of the Galaxy was phenomenal. So mm-hmm. there's good ones sporadically past Endgame. It's just not everyone. Not everyone's a winner past that.
Frank asked, did he have Hulk hands? Yes, he had. He had the whole Hulk suit.
Paul had Hulk hands as well.
He's padded up.
Kids have had Hulk hands for a long time. What else did we not talk about? Anything? We talked about everything. Did you watch no movies this week?
No, I was working a lot, and I only watched Love Island.
TV. Yeah. You had a lot of Love Island to have during your round time.
Yep.
All right! We're going to move into the main discussion! We're going to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding! So excited! Before that, though, we want to thank all of you out there for listening with us tonight on Those Forking Fangirls at Night. And we have a Patreon if you want to support the show. I don't know if you know, but we don't really have any sponsors here. Our sponsors are viewers and listeners like you, and we are so, so grateful to have you out there. And if you want to support the show in a bigger way and you don't already, we want to invite you to our Patreon because we'd love to have more of you over there in our community.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a fun kind of, it feels just very close-knit because you get to know everybody's name and all of people's faces, and we're all chatting in the chat every episode. So we've got three tiers. On the first tier, we've got Team Jacob, and you get the show ad-free. You get to come to the live discussions and be a part of the discussion in the chat. And you get our flagship benefit, which is Fangirl Tea Time, which is a half an hour extra show at the end of every single episode. So if you've been listening for a while, but you haven't been a patron, you have so much stuff that you haven't heard. And oh, it's yeah. like stories about stuff happening in our everyday lives and digging deeper into other things. A lot of funny stuff that we're only sharing in our more close-knit community over there. If you subscribe at the Team Jacob level, you get Fangirl Tea Time going all the way back to episode 120. We're on episode 170 now. That's 50 episodes of content.
And that's like, crazy.
It's at least 30 minutes per episode, but like a lot of times we run over. It's a whole nother show you're getting access to. And so, wait, did someone say Taylor's wedding pic dropped?
No.
Oh my God, you scared me.
They said they check every morning.
Oh my, I check every hour. Like, wait, I gotta check on Instagram just in case. All right. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So you get a shit ton if you join at Team Jacob. If you join at our top tier, Team Paulus Bananas, you get the entire archive. And there is a timestamp in the show notes of every episode on the Patreon, so you can jump to Fangirl Tea Time if you want to binge all of those and subscribe at the top level. Super fun. Highly would recommend. Highly, highly recommend. We are so grateful to have you all over there. Like, you wouldn't think that running a podcast incurs a lot of fees, but running a podcast incurs a lot of fees. So you're literally letting us stay afloat here, and it takes a lot of time, and we are so appreciative that you appreciate that and are supporting us in that way. Thank you so much. So links for our Patreon, patreon.com/those4kingfangirls is in the show notes.
Find us over there.
Found us over there. And if you don't have the means to support us on the Patreon, we completely understand. We still really appreciate you being here. Mm-hmm. And you can support the show in free ways by following us on your favorite podcast listening app. So you get the show delivered to you every week when it comes out. Or if you like to watch the show, youtube.com/@thoseworkingfangirls is where our YouTube video version of the show lives.
And you can subscribe there.
You can, for free.
You can also, you know what also helps? What? Word of mouth, baby.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, word of mouth is the biggest, actually. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your sister, tell that girl down the street, tell your teachers, tell your sisters. I already said that. Who else is there?
If you have a Swiftie friend and they want to talk about Taylor Swift, share or this books. Episode.
Or anything else fandom related. Mm-hmm. We love to have them in our little fam here. So thank you for spreading the word. We appreciate it.
It's time. If you're a patron
it's
or
time,
rolling on
it's
in.
Time, it's time.
It's time. We've been waiting 20 years for this. 20 years. Okay. We're rolling on right on it if you're a patron. If not, we'll be right back after these messages. And we are back. And Taylor Swift is married. The queen of the breakup album is unbrokenly together forever.
She's married, y'all.
She's married. And they had such a happy, joyous wedding. And we are going to talk about it today. So last week, around, I think, Thursday morning, is when shit started getting unloaded into MSG. So it was getting pretty confirmed that something was happening. And they had the rehearsal dinner Thursday, July 2nd. And there were 100 guests.
100 for rehearsal. Wow.
100 for their rehearsal dinner. I mean, 100 compared to 1,000. It's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
It's a big difference. And some little highlights. Selena Gomez wore a black dress to the rehearsal dinner. And if you were tracking like Taylor at Selena's rehearsal dinner, she wore a black dress. And then Selena wore a gold dress to the wedding and Taylor wore a gold dress to her wedding. So she mirrored those colors, which I thought was really cute because they're besties. Frank says, is Travis now Travis Swift? I saw like a stupid headline that was just like being dumb, but I'm not being dumb, but just like looking for clicks that was like Travis is officially filed to change his last name to Taylor Swift. I mean, to Travis Swift. And I was like, I feel like both of them will be keeping their names because they're very famous.
Yes.
But yeah, and let's see. I can't wait to see pictures of Taylor and Selena together because I feel like they might mirror the pictures that they did together at Selena's wedding.
I just want to see. I want to see that dress. I want to see
Which
the dress.
One? You mean Taylor's wedding dress?
I want to see Taylor's wedding dress. I want to know what she did with her hair. I want to know what the veil.
We're at the rehearsal dinner still.
These are my questions.
Well, what do you think she wore to the rehearsal dinner? Probably something white.
Did we see pictures of her leaving the rehearsal dinner?
No, we did. We haven't seen anything from the rehearsal dinner except for Selena Gomez's dress because she posted on her way there.
I don't know.
Rare beauty.
I guess she wore white.
Yeah, I'm interested in to see that one too. I want to see what she wore there. So at the rehearsal dinner, she and Travis performed their favorite rock song together, and apparently they've performed some songs together before. So their people have been theorizing, is it Teenage Dirtbag? Because they performed that before. Other people have theorized, is it I Believe in a Thing Called Love? Because we saw them at the U.S. Open mouthing that together up on the stands. Remember that cute video?
I do, yes.
Yeah. So those are the theories. We don't know, but I would love to see a clip of that eventually leak out, maybe like 8 years from now, like it did from Taylor's Fourth of July party from 2016 last year.
You know all of the updates. You should see this doc, y'all.
I am a reporter. You have no idea how much time I spent on this doc. I don't think I spent this much time since the TTPT album came out.
I only know of like some of the people who went to the wedding. That's all I got.
Well, I'm glad I get to be your reporter today and we could chat as you find things out. Very, very excited here. Thank you, Grace. She said we appreciate your service.
There's 12 pages.
Metal says, just like Love Island, being a Swiftie is a full-time job. It is. Every time I saw an update today, I went to the dock and I was like, all right, so some facts to know that are really fun. There have only ever been 3 private events at MSG. This was the third. And the last one was 44 years ago, and it was held by Miss Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor!
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't held by her. It was...
No, she threw it for her husband.
Oh, she threw it. I thought someone threw it for her birthday.
No, she threw it for her husband's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. A little private party, it said on the marquee.
That's cute.
Yeah. So also ahead of the wedding. Taylor and Travis donated $26 million to charities in New York City. I think it was said that they're feeding 3 million New Yorkers from their food bank donations.
But it was also, it was like, it was...
Dolly Parton's charity.
Outside of New York, too.
Yeah, which is for literacy. But like, they did donate to like a bunch of local ones, too.
Okay.
Just a lot of great things. And I was telling my neighbor, Cynthia, about this. And she was like, how much do you think Taylor donated it as compared to Travis? Probably majority Taylor. She's like, $26 million is a lot of dollars for him.
I didn't even think about that.
But like now they're married, so his money ceremony, his until like until
I highly happens. Doubt that.
I know they're not like combining bank accounts, but I'm just saying, like technically they're one now
together.
Yeah. So on that note, the prenups. Taylor has a $2 billion prenup.
Okay, where are you getting this information from?
I saw it reported in quite a few places.
Okay, so reported. It was a report.
Reported because, like, they had to fill out paperwork for this. And Travis has a $90 million prenup.
What does that mean?
That just means, like, he came with $90 million. So if they ever split up, they leave with that same money.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, anything further than this... they kind of made when they were married, you know.
I cannot imagine being someone with both of them. That's a lot of money.
Conceptualize any of this money. It's impossible to conceptualize.
I can't even imagine joining with someone and knowing that, like, now and forever.
They own the world.
What?
They basically own the world.
Well, yeah. And it's like, how do you trust?
Well, they have to really deeply trust each other to even be in the relationship because of that much money.
That's very true. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's impossible to conceptualize. And I'm just happy to see that Taylor's just like, you know, she donates everywhere all the time. It's not always reported. Mm-hmm. But later on, a lot of it comes up to, then she's always donating. I really, really glad to always see that. Mm-hmm. They closed down the block. All around MSG.
Well, I did hear, I don't know if this is true, but I did hear that like the block has already been closed down since the Knicks won and it was going to be closed all 4th of July. Because I feel like a lot of people started like coming at her for being like, you closed all these businesses down and everything's been closed down for, but I'm like, but, and, or it was already going to be
No, it was only for down. Like, it was only for like that day that, because yeah. They did close down something. They filed a permit so that like all the cars could come in for that tent. So they had, the setup was, they had this big white tent for like the cars with the celebrities to come into to drop them off so that they could walk into through a tunnel into the rehearsal dinner. That was the rehearsal dinner today. The MSG day, they had a tunnel, but it wasn't as like,
wait, where was off. The rehearsal dinner?
It was at a smaller portion of MSG. They had like another theater like attached to it that's small.
Oh, okay.
Or something. A room in there. That they had the rehearsal dinner at, but it was all like kind of in the same place so they could have the same security. Cause what they're thinking about and New York's thinking about and Taylor's thinking about is just that like her concert has been like, there has been a terrorist threat on her concert. So she doesn't want to put anyone of her guests at risk. So she needs a place where they could have like intense security. So.
But that's where like I get stopped up. Why have it? Because, I mean, you guys all heard me last week, and I was like, there's no way she's having it at Madison Square Garden. But, like, why have it at Madison Square Garden when everyone knows that it's happening at that stadium?
Because everyone would know wherever it's going to happen. And at Madison Square Garden, she can have the amount of people there to manage security. Like, they can bring in that amount of security there and secure it because it's covered, because it has the amount of space inside to, like, create whatever she wants. Like, it was really the place where she could fit everybody and have the entire New York NYPD... and like at her disposal there.
I guess like if I'm trying to, there's really not a comparison of like a couple getting married that people care about so much. Like aside from like maybe like the royal wedding, which
yeah, it's our royal wedding.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but it like it is. There's no one that getting married that people would care as much about as, than Taylor Swift. Like, I can't imagine anybody else. Can you?
Like, it's crazy to me that like Tom and Zendaya got married and like no one even knew.
Yeah, but like they don't compare in scope to like the fandom of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
We're so parasocial with her because she shares so many details of her life and her songs.
Mm.
So like, we just feel so connected and about her specific love story. And this is like the happy ending. This is the epilogue of but, like, Taylor's every song she's ever written.
But couldn't she have like rented an island or something?
But like, she doesn't want to rent an island. Like, renting an island sounds so Johnny Depp. Like, my mom said that. Like, why wouldn't she rent an island? And I'm like, well, an island doesn't have cover. Everyone's far away from islands. Like, that's not true. Easy to get there. She wants to invite everyone she's ever met. So, like, she told us that ahead of time.
That's true. But, like, that
is. And she would get even more flack for being a rich person if she rented an island.
That's true. But, like, so, like, her main objectives were invite everyone she's ever known
and create, I think, the what she wanted in her head. And have
in the parameters of being a billionaire pop star that everyone.
It's not about her being a billionaire. It's about her being the most beloved pop star in the world. Like,
yeah.
It's about the amount of attention that's on her and then the amount of hate that comes with that. So, like, people would target her.
Yeah. But do you think she could have done, like, if she wanted, could she have done like a small private wedding?
I think there is a chance that she and Travis were already married before this ceremony.
Okay.
Just like my sister, she got married with just us in a church 4 days before her wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's very easy to do that. And there were reports that like they were already married going into this, but this was like the marriage for everybody to see.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
A 1,000 people at your wedding sounds exhausting. She couldn't have possibly said hi to everybody.
She couldn't have, but she didn't, like, I understand, like, she didn't want anyone to feel like they were left out that she knew and get hurt their feelings.
People would have understood.
But she's a pathological people pleaser. Like, I feel that way, too. Like, if I had the money to invite everybody that I know to my wedding, and so no one would feel like I, like, was mean to them, mm-hmm. and that I could make them, like, because I want them there, if I can have them there, like, I would, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I just, like, when it was all going down, I was just so in disbelief that it was happening at Madison Square Garden.
Let's move into the next section here. Oh, wait, I had a couple more things. Okay, the wedding invites were leaked because one of the guests, okay, this guest's name was Anish Ferguson, who was the brother of Travis Kelce's childhood friend and personal chef, Kumar Ferguson. So it was a brother of Kumar, and he shared his invite on Monday, and it's been taken down. But we all got to see the invite because of it. And it was, like, very minimal in information. But every invite had a watermark of the guest's name that was being invited all across it. Like, all in the back. You can't see it on the picture that I put in.
Oh, like when you really get small. Screeners.
Yes, like when you get a screener. Your name is all over it. So if it got leaked, they would know who leaked it. Security.
Was the invite a digital thing?
No, I think it was, actually, I don't know. We didn't really, I think he was holding it, but I don't know for sure. But people are speculating that the art is Taylor Swift's because you know how she likes to paint. And all the fans have been like comparing side by sides of her paintings that we've already seen. And it is in her style. And I would think she actually would do that. So I think that she might.
What is the second image?
The second image is one from she's painted in the past just to compare the styles.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, and there's like, I love the logo with the two T's and the heart and how we've kind of seen that evolve. Like back, I think on their year anniversary or on her birthday or something, Travis got her this bracelet that said TNT. And then from that time on, they've been you know, using like TNT, like it's explosive, and they go together, and it's Travis and Taylor and TNT. Mm-hmm. And when they got married, on all the signs, it said just, but like the T had an and T next to it, married. Mm-hmm. So TNT. It was so cute. Everything had this beautiful like T logo on it with a double T and a heart. Frank says it reminds me of Taylor Lautner and his wife, Taylor Lautner. Do you really hope that Taylor Lautner and Taylor Lautner name their child Taylor Lautner? Because I do.
Wait, they weren't at the wedding, were they?
Yeah, probably because his wife is pretty pregnant.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see Taylor Lautner and Taylor Lautner, but I guarantee you they were invited.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about who wasn't invited in this doc?
Yeah, we are, because I think they were invited. So if you want to talk about who was and wasn't invited, the only person that everybody was speculating about was like, is Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds going to be invited? They were up in upstate New York or something. People photographed them. There was pictures from TMZ. But like, I saw a report from like a month ago saying that like Blake said she was invited or something. And I just can't. I cannot imagine a world where Taylor just didn't invite them. I think she would have in good faith.
Didn't they unfollow?
Yeah, a long time ago. It was during the breakup. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. It was during the thing when it was happening. The, you know, the stuff.
Yeah.
With the trial. Mm-hmm. When it first happened, I think. But I feel like she invited Carly Kloss.
I mean, I feel like they've had time to rebuild, and what happened with Blake is pretty fresh, just to forgive.
Canceled. I don't know if like there ever was like a big, huge falling out, or if it was just uncomfortable.
I mean, I feel like it's just the uncomfortable part where your personal text of how many years have been released, and you drag your friend in your very high profile friend into this very public trial. I can only imagine that Taylor, and I'm sure Travis, feels a certain protective way of like being like, I don't know, this was kind of,
it was overstepping,
sleuthy, and
but. Like, I think she would be the bigger person and just invite them. And I think they were like, it's better if we don't go. That's my theory.
What's your theory?
but who knows? But, like, they were not there. But the fact that Carly Kloss was there, I was just like, okay, I think everyone ever was invited. Ryan Seacrest was invited. He RSVP'd that he's going, and then Disney had booked him to host a 4th of July thing in Disney World, and he couldn't make both work.
Get your money, sir.
Sure.
Sure.
And he's like, I tried to make it work. And he's like, then I run into them in dinner after I had RSVP'd yes, and then had to change to no. And Taylor was telling him, like, it's going to be so much fun. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I can't make it anymore.
So I, you know, I have to give it to the thousand plus attendees of people who didn't fucking say shit. And also like haven't, I mean, I'm assuming that their phones were confiscated and shared anything.
There was like an area when you walk in for like some water and like seats, and that's where you had to hand in your phone.
Okay. Really have to give it to all those people. What I did hear was from the hair and makeup artists.
through
the grapevine, I heard that Scarlett Johansson's... Was Scarlett there?
She probably was. Everybody was
there. Anyways, I heard that there was like people didn't have details. They just knew...
Yeah, they knew Manhattan.
They knew Manhattan, and they knew evening. They didn't know theme. They didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. And that there was like a bloodbath of trying to book like their
all of the people to do your hair and makeup.
And that the stylists and the hair and makeup people said, we're attending a wedding, and everyone's like, oh, I know what wedding this is.
I mean, yeah, like everybody was like kind of posting in code too of their outfits. They would just like put the song Love Story behind it and be like, such a beautiful wedding. Such a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful night. All right. So, yeah, the 4th of July day is so nice, and it just has so much Taylor history because she always throws a party for the 4th of July.
July 3rd.
Yeah, but this was her party for the 4th of July this year. all right, let's talk guests. So Taylor told us on Graham Norton that she was inviting everyone she ever talked to, and she did, and they all came. And so did you see Ed Sheeran's blue suit? Because I, you know what? It was a choice, and I was like, kudos to you, man. You pop.
It was
you really pop.
Funky.
You know what? I kind of just liked how it made him look so different, the way that the red looked with the blue. It was like he looked like a different person. I think he looked good. Brad Pitt was there. A lot of people were like, why the fuck was Brad Pitt there? And I'm like, he was just on New Heights. He was Travis's invite.
we're kind of forgetting about Travis.
Yeah, we are. Everyone's forgetting that Travis also invited people to this fucking wedding. Let's see here. Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyer, all of Good Morning America, Stephen Colbert. Good Morning America were the first people to really report on this. They had to, like, go from the wedding to work.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, Emma Stone, Jennifer Lawrence, Cara Delevingne.
Wait, Jennifer Lawrence was there?
Yes. Jennifer Lawrence, like, her close friends, like, Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone have been, like, very quiet on socials, which, like, I feel like shows how close they are.
Did you see a picture of Jennifer Lawrence?
I didn't see Jennifer. I saw Emma, but I saw someone reporting that Jennifer there was there.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Phoebe Denver, Joey King, Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser, I was particularly excited for. Mm-hmm. just that she must have been having the night of her life.
Mm-hmm.
obviously, Selena, Chaim, Lena Dunham. Lena Dunham made a speech at the reception. And, of course, people were harking on, like, one joke she made about, like, football players being the equivalent of, like, gay men. I forget the joke. But, like, she made, like, a gay football joke, and everyone was scandalized by it on the internet. Jack Antonoff came alone, so there's been, like, some, like, why wasn't Margaret Qualley there?
Maybe she's filming.
Yeah, maybe she's working. She's also an actor. The wedding was reportedly, like, there are reports, but it's not, like, confirmed, that it was planned by the same person who planned Jack Antonoff's wedding.
Yes, I saw that too. And mm-hmm. that he's very low profile dude. Yes. Yeah. There's really not much you can find out about him.
Yeah. Jenny Han.
Jenny Han.
I was driving and Siobhan messaged me saying, Jenny Han is that Taylor Swift's wedding with, like, the picture. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was, like, dying and I needed a red light so that I could look at the picture. Oh my God. And then, like, a red light so I could text back, oh my God, and put it on my story because I was dying.
Wait, can we talk about how I was working all day?
Okay. Literally, so I immediately, once I hit the red light, messaged Natasha. I was like, Jenny Han, it's amazing. And then I messaged Cynthia and I messaged anyone who would know Jenny Han. And no one responded. And then Natasha, 10 hours later, texts me, Jenny Han was at Taylor Swift's wedding.
The same photo, I think. And then she said, I already sent this to you 8 hours ago. I said, oops, sorry.
I was like, this is very old news now. But still so exciting. So, like, just a little backstory with Jenny on here. Jenny is literally living the Swiftie dream, okay? She wrote The Summer I Turned Pretty. I think it was either To Fearless or Speak Now, okay? Loved Taylor Swift. Gets her books turned into a show that she has a huge hand in, right? Dream. Mm-hmm. And then she writes a letter to Taylor Swift telling her how much her music means to her, asking if they can use, like, certain songs in the show. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift gets the letter, reads all of the books, loves them, tells Jenny to use any music she wants to her library. Okay? Fucking dream. Okay, flash forward, what is it, 4 years later, Jenny Han invited to Taylor Swift's wedding. The dream!
Bananas.
She's fucking slaying ballin'! I was like, I was literally gonna write ballin', like, over the picture on my story. I was like, do people still say ballin'? Because she's fucking ballin'.
No.
I haven't even said the word ballin'. I don't think I've ever used the word ballin'. It's the first time that I felt like it was needed to describe how fucking cool she is.
Yeah. She was wearing like this floral pink dress. It felt very Jenny Hod. It was like very cutesy girly.
Yes. Bright. Mm-hmm. Bright. Mm-hmm. She was bright.
Yes, she was. Oh, what a joy. I was like, I am 1 degree from Taylor Swift's wedding. What is my life?
Alicia today said she invited everyone, but she didn't invite me.
I know. So, like, I came home from this trip after seeing everyone invited, and I had this, like, stupid idea for a video on the way home. I was like, I want to make a video trying to crash Taylor Swift's wedding, and I need to do it right now.
It was funny. I loved it.
Thank you. I had fun making it. I literally
she was wearing the outfit I made.
Yeah, I was wearing the outfit from the red tour that Natasha made me for the Eras tour. And I texted Cynthia and I was like, can I come over and like pretend to break into your house and pretend you're like the MSG security guards? And she was like, sure. And then I got there and she's like, can Jeff do it? So her husband did it. That's why it's a male voice. Anyway. There are rumors that she's doing a $1 billion residency at MSG right now, circling.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, since she's just married, I wouldn't say never with that, because she might want to settle in one place for a bit, pop out a few kids, get the whole block looking like Travis Kelce.
Do you think that Travis would ever change teams?
At this point,
well, I think he's at the end of his career.
He's at the end of his career, so I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to. Did we mention everybody? Dakota Johnson, Gigi Hadid. Let's talk about our favorite outfits. Who is wearing your favorite dress of the night?
I really like Gigi Hadid's pink.
Me too. It was beautiful.
I liked her hair a lot.
Yes. Yeah, she looked really great. Selena Gomez's gold dress was beautiful. There was one wag wearing this beautiful dress that was like all beaded. If you scroll down, I put it in the doc. It kind of has the same colors as J-Lo's iconic like green dress. But she's wearing this really beautiful beaded green dress. And I was like, wow, I love that. I want it. Do you see it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I also really love Sabrina Carpenter's dress she posted today.
But oh,
she,
like, the black with the pink.
Yes, flower. With the little flower, and it like poofs out at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I liked Camila Cabello's. Cabello?
It was like that red thing, right?
The red, which I know it's like not nice to wear red to a wedding, but I don't think the rules applied.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even, why is it not nice to wear red to a wedding?
I feel like it symbolizes that you're trying to steal the groom, which is such like a patriarchal. I think
that's
some
patriarchal bullshit.
Yep.
I think Taylor Swift did not care. No one. I feel like all those worries are ridiculous.
Yes.
No one's going to look better than the bride on her day.
Beyonce was there?
That's what I heard, but like these people haven't, like the most famous people, like who are close to her,
didn't post
anything.
Well, and we didn't see them arrive, I feel.
Yeah, they were like very secretly in there. Like we never even saw the Haim sisters.
Oh, yeah. Tom Hanks, hey. We have another degree of separation.
Tom Hanks is 2 pops away, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Jenny's closer.
That's true. We know Jenny. Anya Taylor-Joy.
Anya Taylor-Joy and Kesha were there. They went together. Like, all of the country people were in a bus together. Like, Maren Morris and Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, yeah. And
all of them.
Yeah, Kelsey Ballerini looked really tall next to Maren Morris.
Yes. So, when you got into MSG, there was that cell phone area place. You'd get rid of your phones. Then there was this, like, peach tenty kind of like fabric-y hallway.
I'm understanding that peach was the main color.
Okay, cool. So there was this peach fabric-y hallway, and all down the sides were pictures of Travis and Taylor from when they were babies all the way to now.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a picture with them. This has been like speculated
they have
a dog.
A dog. It's a Samoa. It's a white dog. And she got it for Travis for Christmas. And they've been like very hush hush about it. But it was confirmed because they had a picture on the wall with them and the dog.
Wait, it's a Samoyed?
Yeah, it's like a big fluffy white one.
That's my favorite breed of dog.
Yeah, I wonder what its name is.
You know that dog that we saw at the ice cream place and they said I couldn't touch him?
Oh, yeah.
That's that dog.
Yeah. No, I know what Samoyas look like. I've just never, like, known one.
Mm.
Yeah. But if I had one, I'd name it Appa. Because that is the perfect Appa dog.
That is a perfect Appa dog. Well, I mean, Taylor, we have Olivia Bennett, Meredith Matt Gray.
Meredith. And
Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button, yeah.
So.
But Travis might have gotten to name him.
That's true.
Because it was his present. So,
Taylor having a dog is the biggest surprise she's ever pulled on.
Literally, everyone online is like, the biggest plot twist of the wedding wasn't MSG, it was the dog.
I feel like I can understand that because I, in my deep soul, I am truly a cat person, and having Nico for the last 15 years. Wait, 13? He was 13?
Yeah.
That was, I love him, but I'm more of a cat mom.
Well, I think Travis is more of a dog and she's more of a cat, and now yeah. They have both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So people go through here and then they walk into like the area where the wedding is, and it's like a garden, like with trees that go like some really tall to the ceiling, so it looks like a magical forest. And supposedly they built the little bridge from the set of Love Story so she could walk over that on her way to the aisle. She came down the aisle to an instrumental version of her song Love Story, and like so many women before her have used her song to get married, and now mm-hmm. She got to use it to get married.
Oh.
Finally, there were no bridesmaids, but her best man, her man of honor, mm-hmm. was Austin, her brother, and then Jason was Travis's best man, which was really sweet. And they had 20-minute vows to each other, which is just the absolute best. And like, people who haven't gone to a wedding where people write their own vows, I don't think, especially when they're writers,
yeah, who are writers and also showmen,
mm-hmm. like, it's so entertaining and beautiful
mm-hmm.
to watch that sort of speech to each other. And okay, I think one of the biggest plot twists was Adam Sandler officiating.
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest.
I was like, wait a minute. I saw all these jokes online, like Travis got to pick one thing.
Yes.
But I think that gives the wedding such like fun color to have like someone like Adam Sandler. I think and so everyone's too. Like, what did Adam Sandler wear?
Oh God, I didn't even think about that. I hope that man dressed up for their wedding.
Yes. Oh my God. But he talked about like how his best advice is to just like kiss her before you leave to work, kiss her before you go to bed, kiss her like if you have an argument, end it with a kiss. Like that's just like, it's just the key to like keeping things where like keeping the love alive almost. And I actually follow this sex therapist on Instagram, and it's something that she always talks about too. Like she and her husband make a point to make out for 5 minutes every night before bed, because it just keeps you like on like some sort of like physical connective scale, you know what I mean? Like you connect that way, and mm-hmm. it's different from like just connecting talking every day, because the intimacy can easily slip away when you're together for a long time if you're not being intentional about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was actually really good advice, Adam Sandler. but the Kelsey girls were flower girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are those her only, like, that would be like the only nieces and nephews in her life, or nieces, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. Because they only have one brother each.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she has like nieces and nephews that are like friends. You know, friends. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and so their vows were said to be, like, really beautiful and also really funny. Taylor sang a little bit in her vows, and which is no surprise. And Travis got more emotional. He cried, and he vowed that he would protect her for the rest of his life, which I thought was so sweet.
Damn, I wish I was could see this with my eyes.
I know. I really hope, like, we get to see something. I mean, I just want pictures, honestly, but, like, seeing a video, like, I teared up when I read that he vowed that. I was just like, this is so Travis. And such a big part of why I think she felt so safe with him from the very beginning. Okay, this is crazy, and I cannot get over it, and I cry every time I watch, like, little montages of while they were getting married. Okay. It downpoured. A storm rolled in and it downpoured, and there were lightning strikes fucking galore. Okay. And then there was a rainbow right over New York City. And then the sunset was the most beautiful fucking opalite golden thing I've ever seen in my life. And then it turned, like, pink, purple, pastel, just like the Lover cover. Like, they were literally dancing through the lightning strikes. Like,
wow.
She's a fucking witch. The gods approve of this marriage. Like, all of the fucking karma just happened. They were like, yes, we are here for this wedding. And manifestation on a global scale, you know, like we dive into, like, the power of manifestation in a scientific way in one of Dan Brown's books, the one, like, that takes place in Washington, D.C., and how, like, when more people, like, the idea that thoughts have mass and that when a lot of people are thinking about the same thing, it can, like, steer that thing into happening. And, like, this just feels like that being proven true, because so many people love those songs, Opalite and Golden, and she put them all out into the universe, and they all came true right over her fucking head while she was getting married.
Do you think that she saw that they were able to see this guy since they were inside?
No, I don't think she even knew until after, you know?
Yeah,
like, no one was even on their phones. It was just fucking gorgeous. I cannot. Yeah. So after they got married, they walked back down the aisle to a Guns N' Roses song.
Which one?
I don't know. We just know Guns N' Roses song.
Okay.
And immediately, like, those banners went up outside of MSG that said just TNT married. Everyone said it was so intimate, even though there was 1,000 people. And I think, like, part of the intimacy is, like, we all see Taylor Swift in front of hundreds of thousands of people. You know, like, whenever she's performing, it's a stadium of 75,000. If you were with 1,000 people in Taylor Swift, you'd be like, this is intimate.
That's so true.
Like, we were very intimate with her that moment we had when she came to the theater for the Eras Tour premiere.
Oh, yeah.
We were in, like, the theater with the least amount of people. There were probably, like, 50 of us in there. Lena Dunham made her speech. We already talked about that. Okay, the bouquet. So there are now reports that this is probably a bouquet, like, made to be tossed. But the woman who got the bouquet was the sister of a chief. And the bouquet looks really flimsy. Do you see the picture that I put in here?
I saw it earlier.
Yeah.
It's like a couple of little flowers.
But, like, can you imagine catching the bouquet at Taylor's wedding? Like, I wonder how many women were on the floor to catch it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I wonder, like, I want to see what guy caught the garter. Did they do the garter? Apparently, the bouquet is calla lily, sweet peas, limimims, queens, Anne's lace. And they mean faithful love, gratitude, unity, prosperity, protection, and trust.
So did she post this photo and, like, say that she got the bouquet?
Yeah. She was like, how crazy is it that I ended up catching Taylor's bouquet?
Huh.
Yeah. To me, it looks like when I go outside when I was, like, 7 and I collected a bunch of weeds and I came in and I was
That's
like,
exactly
Mom.
What this looks like.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if, like, you know what I can picture if this was a bigger bouquet and so many people fought over it and it turned into this.
But I don't know. But I would, I don't know, like, die if I caught the bouquet at Taylor's wedding.
Do you think this lady is lying?
No, because she's a real guest. And why would she post this picture?
I don't know.
I feel like you, if you're a guest at Taylor's wedding, you don't want to post anything untrue because people will eat you alive.
Yeah, you will die.
Okay, this was the craziest shit. Paul McCartney performed I Want to Hold Your Hand, okay, at the wedding. This is the first time that song has been performed since 1964. It has not been played in 62 years live. And
oh,
he performed it at Taylor Swift's wedding. And so he like resurrected it for her. And I think that's just so cool and just shows so hard the mutual respect between these two songwriters, like who are the greatest songwriters of their generation.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really reminds me of back in like 2016 when I wrote Again But Better and Shane said that she likes the Beatles and Pilot was like, oh, I thought you were more of a Taylor Swift kind of girl. And she was like, Taylor Swift is the Paul McCartney, John Lennon of our generation. And nobody agreed with me back then. Everyone, including Paul McCartney, agrees now.
There we have it. She just had to write folklore.
She had to write folklore to get everybody else's respect. Yeah. But anyway, Stevie Nicks also performed. I don't know what she performed. And there's also been a picture from the catering company of the cocktail menu. Did you see this cocktail menu?
The English teacher, Empress Gin, Saint Germain elderflower, lavender syrup, fresh lemon. Ooh.
Would you like that?
I would like that. The English teacher? The gym teacher. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Reposado, tequila, mezcal, Angostura, amarotic bitters, orange bitters. Blech, that sounds
agave.
Not yeah, good.
The internet was not digging the gym teacher. And then tea and tequila. Do you want to read that one?
Tea and tequila. Blanco tequila, hibiscus infused, chili, agave, pineapple, fresh lime. I mean, that one sounds okay.
But you would order the English teacher.
Yeah, duh. It has lavender in it. And elderflower, which I love.
And elderflower. And you're a sucker for elderflower.
And Empress Gin, which is the purple.
That's the purple
gin. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So that, I mean, that's the Taylor Swift drink because it's the English teacher is her. So.
Yes.
Did you see the video of the fans waiting outside and this dessert, the caterer
yes.
truck with the leftover desserts? That was such a funny video.
Damn. I would like, have died.
He was like, I wish you could taste this right now. It's the best thing I ever tasted. The guy who got the dessert. And it was just like, it looked like an apple Danish from the coffee shop next down the street.
It did, yes.
Oh my God. But the energy was crazy. So at the wedding, they did raffles for designer purses and a replica of the 1970 Chevrolet that they like the getaway car that they had their first public date in. Remember that when they left the game in it?
Yep.
So they gave away a replica of that car.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they gave away all these designer bags with the raffle. And one of the wags posted that they won the Chanel purse. See that?
Wow.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift gifted Cartier watches to all 1,201 people who attended the wedding.
Oh my God.
That's the free thing Rob Pattinson was asking about.
Oh my God.
Oh, and I love this detail. I don't know. I'm sure everybody has seen the handkerchiefs that everybody got by now.
Yes.
That say like TNT and then it has the date. And then it says, so it's going to be forever, ... And it's a reference to Blank Space because that's Travis's favorite Taylor Swift song. And yeah, so it's like, so it's going to be forever or it's going to go down in flames. But it's going to be forever.
That's cute. I love it.
The audacity, someone was selling theirs on eBay for $90. And I was like, the audacity to even sell it for $90, that's so cheap.
That's nothing. Oh my God. That bitch needed to be selling it for way more.
Literally put it at $1,000. Start it there.
Yes.
Oh my God. So yeah, the day of the wedding, I was just like on my phone 24/7. What about you?
I was working.
Yeah, you were working. I was trying to work.
I was just getting updates from, because Taya was getting her hair done, and we were all just like, what? Like, we were so confused. And like, we didn't believe it. We're like, no. And then it said just TNT married. And we're like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Like, all of New York was celebrating, which is so cool, including the sky and the weather. Like, the gods were celebrating. Okay. If you could get a ticket to be in one of the MSG boxes, would you fly out for this? Because hard yes from me.
What do you mean? You couldn't get a ticket?
No, but I'm just asking. In a hypothetical world where, like, someone that wasn't Taylor Swift, like, sold tickets for people to be in the boxes at MSG to watch from above, would you go?
Yes, of course.
I know, me too.
Yeah, Metal says, I honestly thought the Adam Sandler officiant thing was fake at first.
It was reported from all of, like, such official challenge.
It was just, like, I just think I was, like, in such disbelief that, like, nothing's really settled until much later as I've seen everything. And I was like, okay.
I'm so deeply ingrained in every little thing that they do. So it didn't surprise me because she's talked a lot about how much she loves Happy Gilmore. And Travis was just in Happy Gilmore, too. And, like, I said hi to Adam Sandler at the Eras Tour premiere. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about on things like how much his girls love Taylor Swift and they went to the Eras Tour, so like they definitely had a connection there. But yeah, I'm just like so in awe and like just full of joy that she got her happily ever after.
I am too. I'm so happy for them. I don't know. No, I'm happy that they're happy.
Yeah, I mean, just like this woman has been publicly looking for love so loudly for so long. And she's just to watch, like, we're literally getting to like watch her life like a movie. And to be able to see the epilogue like this is so beautiful.
I don't want to say it's like the epilogue because I feel like their story is going to continue.
Oh yeah, but like movies don't show after the wedding because I guess like...
Oh, that's true.
I'm but, talking in terms of like if you watched a movie, like there could be a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, it's the beginning of a whole new chapter. Like this is like the end of like the teenage Taylor Swift search for love.
Yeah.
And now she's entering, like, her marriage era. Like, I can't wait to hear her next album.
I know. All the things.
All the things, because she'll be also, like, she probably has been writing this whole time leading up to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably a lot about that. Who knows?
I know. I feel like she's going to learn a lot about herself in the next, like, 5 years. Both of them.
Both of them. Yeah. Because it's a completely new age of, like, togetherism.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just based on, like, what she's talked about, I would assume that, like, they're going to try to have kids soon.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting musical time.
I'm excited for Mother Taylor. Motherhood like for like her.
A nun.
Mother Mary. Mother Taylor.
Mother Tay Tay.
I just want to see photos. That's what I want to see the dress. I want to see.
Photos are going to break the internet.
I'm so interested to see how they fucking transformed Madison Square Garden.
So here. So she wore a Christian Dior haute couture designed by Jonathan Anderson. Is that not how you say it?
Just the way you attempted to say it.
Christian Dior haute. Christian Dior haute couture. Yes.
Okay. And then Travis wore a white tux by the same designer. So anything you see with Travis not wearing a white tux is definitely AI.
Dude, all the AI, like, little blurry photos that fooled people.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, y'all.
Like, why are they so blurry? Mm-hmm. Who took them?
I saw the one of, like, Sabrina Carpenter, like, standing next to them. I'm like, what?
I saw that one too. There's one like Taylor near a window with a wine glass. Like, why would Taylor be up against a window smiling?
I really want to know what she did with her hair. But, you know, if history knows, I'm usually not obsessed with her looks, aside from the red dress from the Grammys. Love that. But I'm hoping I get knocked off my socks. Has that how the thing goes?
I'm hoping it knocks my socks off.
Yeah, that.
It would be really. What about her plaid outfit that she wore the MTV movie?
Oh, I did like that one too. Fucking it's like great. It's like either she's like a hit or miss. Or misses. It yeah. really is.
I see her
in like in lace.
Hmm.
I really
like all lace.
No, I feel like bits of lace. I feel like it could be a ball gown, but I feel like she's definitely in a ball gown. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like a princess gown. Probably.
Yeah, I really feel if she wears any other silhouette, I'd be surprised. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Like this is her big moment to go like big fucking ball gown.
Just knowing she did Love Story.
Yeah,
it feels like a ball gown.
I feel like her hair is mostly up.
Maybe. In those fucking fake AI pictures, it was like a bob. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always like her hair down.
I would like to see her hair down.
Yeah.
But like, if adding extensions, I feel like would be really fun, but I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah. But yeah, I would, if we were betting, I'd probably bet on up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would bet on red lip.
Yeah, Siobhan said, did she do a red lip? I feel like she didn't do a red lip. I feel like because the colors are peach.
Do you think she did a pink lip?
Yeah.
I feel like she did some lip.
Obviously.
Yeah, maybe she did peach lip.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to go with Dior, Dior is known for... I mean, Dior's like the classic 1950s like silhouette. So I would really hope that they had chose to go with like the classic like 50s ball gown silhouette.
Yeah, it feels very like her too to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, those pictures are gonna crash the internet. Like, it's going to be like when we saw the engagement photo. Mm-hmm. Heard around the world. We will probably be able to do a full episode about the pictures.
I'm so interested to see what the fuck they did in Madison Square Garden.
Like, I really think it looks like the inside of any other, like, wedding venue, but, like, themed. Like, I feel like they probably made it look... like
they said it looks smaller. like it was like a garden, right? Right,
yeah, like a secret garden. Yeah,
there was like a and lot like of foliage.
There were, someone said that there were like very tall trees too, so it looked like a magical forest.
I love trees inside.
Yeah
inside trees.
And there was that line that everyone on the internet is talking about, like she chose the rose garden over Madison Square, but like she didn't have to choose either because she got the rose garden for her engagement. And Madison Square was where she held her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like so much. There's so many parallels in her lyrics to everything that happened. Mm. Metal says my bet is that it looked like the garden venue from Crazy Rich Asian's wedding. That wedding was insane. There was like water flowing down the aisle. I couldn't even conceptualize. I was like, how are they making this happen?
I wonder if like the whole ceiling was draped or if they just
I don't know. Or they like put something over
chandeliers.
Like, do you think there was like a fake ceiling so it's not as tall?
Well, you know, like I feel like if you've seen it, like they'll drape the entire room in fabric.
So. Probably, yeah.
To make it feel more intimate.
Yeah.
Because everyone has talked about how intimate it felt, like over and over and over again. Like, I'm so happy. Someone said that this is not hyperbole. I've never seen a happier bride and groom. I was like, that's so sweet. And like I think they had the space till 4 a.m so like they were planning to party hard. Oh, and there was karaoke late in the night, I heard too.
Oh, that's fun.
So that is fun. I love when they do that at weddings. Like, we did that at Tessa's wedding. You were doing karaoke and like they play such fun songs, and we did it at Olivia's too. Like, after the wedding ended, like in the room outside, we did karaoke. It was really fun. Yeah, what a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding. Da, da, da. I'm so excited for pictures. So we'll move into, I guess, Mary Kiss Cliff. Is there anything else we didn't talk about?
I don't think so. I think was thorough.
Everything. Mm-hmm. All right. If there are pictures, like the second we finish this, I'm going to be so mad. All right, Mary Kiss Cliff. All right, Mary Kiss Cliff. We're just doing wedding guest edition girlies that are close to Taylor Swift that didn't really post, but then Sabrina did post today, but she didn't say anything about Taylor. Sabrina Carpenter, Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Stone.
Mary, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, well, I might marry... I think I want to marry Jennifer Lawrence too.
Kiss Sabrina Carpenter.
Ooh.
And I'm cliffing Emma.
I might end up cliffing Sabrina because I think the height difference would be difficult. Kissing Emma Stone.
You mean kissing Sabrina Carpenter?
No, I'll kiss Emma Stone and cliff Sabrina.
Yeah, but the height difference with Sabrina would be difficult.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about the height difference with Sabrina might be a lot.
Yeah, she's fun size. She's pick fun her size. Up easily.
I have too bad of a back for that. I want to be the one picked up.
I pick you up all the time.
I know. I just mean like in my relationship with Sabrina Carpenter, she would be the one getting picked up. And I would feel left out.
She'd have to do some weightlifting.
But Emma Stone would probably have a hard time picking me up, too. Jennifer Lawrence, I think, could do it.
Definitely.
J-Law.
She's like 5'8".
Feral.
J-Law and I could eat a lot of things. I don't know why I just said that. But she likes to eat. My first thought by this choice is being like, Jennifer Lawrence likes to eat. So, yeah, we would be married.
Siobhan says, I think I'd be nervous to kiss Sabrina. Me too. She's like such a woman of the world. I would be like, she has so much experience.
She could teach me.
Emma Stone would be nice to me if I kissed her awkwardly.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for joining us for our Tay Travis TNT wedding special. If you have any comments, we'd love to hear them in our YouTube comment section or the Spotify comment section. We love hearing your 2 cents in our Instagram. We'll have to post thumbnail for this baby. We love to hear your feedback. We love to hear your 2 cents. It makes us feel like we're not talking into the void, and that's the best feeling to know that you're there. If you want to follow us on Instagram, we're at Those Forking Fangirls.
We post new episodes every single Friday. And our episodes are edited by Shannon Burton. Our music is by Cole Jenkins with vocals by Heather Troska. My name's Christine.
I'm Natasha. Sorry, I was catching up on the chat.
And we're off to go record Fangirl Tea Time. So join the Patreon if you want to hear it. It's coming up right
join
now.
Join us.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for being here.
But
I'm trying to find the outro. Bye.